Toaster there, our first band of the day here at the National 12 Bell Striking Contest. Good morning if you've joined us during the ringing there. That was the first team of the day, Toaster, kicking off today's competition. My name's Matthew Tosh. I'm going to be with you all day today, keeping you in touch with all of the happenings going on behind the scenes. We've got people talking to us on Twitter, which is very exciting. Our hashtag for today is hashtag 12 Bell. That's the number 12. So if you are on Twitter, you can tweet us. You can tweet me directly at Matthew Tosh. And we've had some really nice messages coming through from people. Simon Farrer has been in touch. Great broadcast. Please send traditional greetings to all friends of Percy and the drivel list. Duly done. And he also wishes good luck to Cambridge. He's tweeted us hashtag 12 Bell. Jen Harvey has been in touch, as I said earlier. She's mentioned about really enjoying the broadcast and saying it's the next best thing to being at the 12 Bell. And in fact, that's exactly what we're trying to do today. There's a real atmosphere at the 12 Bell. It's a kind of mysterious competition to those who have never come along before. But you'll know if you have made it along in the past, then there is a great atmosphere. There's lots and lots of ringers that come together, and it really is a sort of annual social event, even for people who aren't ringing. I was talking to Liz Bowden this morning, and she just loves coming along, basically for the gossip. But my remit today is not to spread any gossip. Just having a look down the Twitter feed, questions come in from John Cater asking about the results and judges' comments. Will they be broadcast as well? John, that's exactly what we're hoping to do. We had the introductory talks, and by swivelling the microphone around here, I've got a speaker right next to me, and we will be bringing you all of the judges' comments. Judges' results will be expected around about 6 o'clock tonight, give or take. You know how these things go when judges start deliberating. So the competition ringing will go through till 4 o'clock today. They'll have a couple of hours then to deliberate. Hopefully we'll stay on the air, but if we do go off temporarily for a little break, we'll be back shortly before 6 o'clock, and we'll keep dropping in notices on the live feed so that you can be kept aware of what time the results will be coming in. So our next team have just made their way up the tower. This is York. Their slot starts in about 35 seconds. And they'll be doing their practice first. I've just been talking to Peter Sanderson before he came up. Hopefully he's going to come down and have a little chat with us after he's done his competition piece. The Toaster people have just gone off for their photographs, but I have been assured that at least one of them is going to come in and give us a little bit of a kind of debrief of how their performance went for them. There's a lot of pressure on that first team when they go in. So we'll just see how they feel about their performance this morning. Now, I've been talking to some of the locals and the helpers behind the scenes of today's event, and here's what they had to say. Well, I've strolled into the deer garden here, just by Ripon Cathedral, and I'm with Wendy, one of the local ringers, and I'm intrigued to know a bit about Ripon as a place, actually. Can you tell me about it for the benefit of our listeners?
It's a small market town, although technically it's a city. It is quite a small city. It's a very lovely city in the middle of, well, at the edge of the Yorkshire Dales.
And it's a lovely evening here. But I gather there are some interesting traditions that happen, particularly in the evenings.
At 9 o'clock, we have the curfew, which is rung on the 11th bell at Ripon automatically now. And then after that, the hornblower is in the market square setting the watch.
Can you tell me what you mean by setting the watch?
He blows his horn on all four corners of the obelisk in the market square at 9 o'clock. And then he goes and finds the mayor and tells him. Blows his horn again three times.
And that's not a euphemism. How long has this been going on for?
Oh, I don't know.
Been going on a long time.
A long time.
Certainly all the time you've been in Ripon.
Yes, and before. Hundreds of years.
Fantastic. And presumably you're involved in some of the organisation behind the scenes today. Can you tell us what we've got for the ringers that are coming to Ripon?
We've got starting off with bacon butties and coffees and cakes, and then it's a draw, and then after the draw and during the ringing, the bar will be open, there'll be a hog roast, there'll be sandwiches available and cream teas in the afternoon.
So it's quite a huge operation, isn't it? We've got the ringing itself, but actually the sort of the backup operations that go on. How many people are involved in organising this?
I think there's about 15, 20 people up the tower involved in organising it. I haven't done a head count.
Well, I'm going to be locked inside the cathedral all day tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be able to send a runner out and I can get a bacon butty at some point.
We might send you a sandwich and a cake up.
Oh, you're too kind. You're Wendy, thank you very much, and I hope it all goes well tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
So I've got two younger helpers with me here. Can you tell me your name?
Theo.
Theo, could you just come across? Because I just heard you say something about, did I hear right, a bouncy castle?
Yeah.
There's going to be a bouncy castle here?
Yeah.
So have you got a special job to do with the bouncy castle?
Yeah, I think it's to pitch it up. Yes, pitch it up.
So if it deflates and goes flat during the course of the day, is it you that we can blame?
No.
Now, how much do you know about what's going on tomorrow? Have they told you what's happening here tomorrow?
Yeah, they told me about the bell ringing.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of people here, a lot of people. So it's very important that bouncy castle is up and functioning in time for all the people arriving. Mm. No pressure, eh?
No.
Best of luck, all right. Thank you very much, Theo.
Yeah, thanks.
So you look like you've got all the main paperwork here. What's going on? Oh, yeah, is that a secret? I can't see that.
That's the Vipperminis who are all got like on the team.
How many are there?
21.
21. I was
21 locals who are helping, and then they're all a list of other volunteers who've.
Oh my God, it's really organised. We've got session one and session two, so we're going to see Alison's doing sessions. Children's activities, and Jim Phillips on the bar between 11:30 and
the bar's got a schedule for probably six people for every stint on the bar.
Now, if they're working on the bar, are they working dry? Are they not allowed to drink? Because you've got this wonderfully organised timetable.
It's going to be dry by 4 o'clock.
Because these times could become a bit flexible during the course of the day, couldn't they?
In the morning.
Just staying over if you.
No, he's had a bit of breakfast. It's just the accountable gentleman.
So I've just seen the bar schedule. We've now got the catering schedule. Are these the people doing the cakes?
Yes, this is Wendy's team.
Because cakes are important.
Cakes and cream teas, bacon sandwiches in the morning.
This is a proper full-on ringer's tea, isn't it?
And then we've got one of the buildings that we're using, the toilets and somewhere dry if it's wet. That's being manned. And then we've got general things is someone's collecting the teams that are arriving from the train.
Oh, so like you've got like a bus monitor?
Yeah, before and end of the day. And we've got crowd control for when we have to pick people up and down the
I like it, crowd control, and like security guards, yeah.
Sellers and team photograph organisers. Then all the volunteer information, the campers, who's coming tonight, who's coming.
Oh, so there are actually quite a few people,
people camping
tonight, aren't there?
30 people tomorrow night camping. And then all the camping arrangements and all the risk assessments at the back.
Wow, what an operation.
You've seen all the tents anyway, haven't you?
I'm going to take a wander around actually, I'm going to go and knock on some doors and see.
And then that's the catering tent, which is lunch and cream teas in the afternoon.
So the stripy tent opposite is the...
It's a gazebo with seating space.
And that's the beer tent, did you say?
No, the first one, right hand side.
I'm going there next.
Not yet. Hot bus 11 tomorrow morning.
Oh, is it? Right,
okay.
We're going to
go around and
have a look. I'm going to go around and have a look.
Two tents for sitting and just drinking and eating. And there's a children's tent on the far side.
Fantastic. That's me talking last night to some of the organisers of the competition here. I've just had a message come through on Twitter asking me to go over the draw results again. At 11:30 is Toaster. They've just done their ringing piece, and we'll be talking to one of the Toaster ringers in a moment. York in the melting pot at the moment. 12:30 will be Bristol. At 1 o'clock will be the Cumberlands. At 1:30 will be Birmingham. At 2 o'clock, Melbourne. 2:30, Cambridge. 3 o'clock, Leeds. And at 3:30, the College Youths. Now, I'll be announcing the order, I'll be reminding you of the order as we go through the day. But right now, I'm really pleased to have Andrew Wilby with me. Andrew, welcome.
Morning.
You can relax a little bit now, even though I've stuck a microphone in your face.
That's fine.
How are you feeling?
Oh, well, actually, quite relaxed. It's I can't remember when I was in a team that rang first. I believe I might have been, but I can't remember having to ring first. It's not the best place. You are cold. You haven't had a chance to acclimatise, listen, and get in the mood for it. You have to go straight in cold, so it's difficult.
Do you feel there's a sense of setting like a benchmark for the day?
Well, of course there is, but there's also the draw has an effect on that, because if you ring well and then the next team rings a piece of not so good, then the judges start to build a perspective of what's going on. If you ring moderately well and another team goes in and rings brilliantly, then of course you're, instead of being first, therefore the leaders of the competition so far, you're right down the bottom of it straight away. The judging job, we have to say, is extremely difficult, because concentrating like that, like they have to, for so long with nine teams, it's hugely difficult to be consistent, and we should all show them the deepest respect. And of course, they're humans, they can make mistakes, but that's not the point. This is a human game. We all make mistakes up there on the end of the ropes.
Indeed. And we have spoken to a couple of the judges this morning, and I've never ever spoken to judges on the morning of a competition before, and you are absolutely right, they really are very, very nervous, because there's a lot of pressure. It's like the whole ringing community have got their eyes on them.
Well, there's a long history of the judges being got at and told they got it wrong and things like that, which is extremely naughty, but it happens. Very competitive, this contest.
Andrew, I'm getting a sense that you've been involved in the competition in one way or another for quite a few years.
Well, you can say that. I organised with others in Leicester the first national contest. What had happened was that we'd had one or two suggestions floating around the ringing world, a little odd letter saying, why don't we have a national contest? And that had... new things don't happen like that. You can write an opinion as much as you like, but you actually have to do something, then you make it happen. And Pat Bird down in Bristol invited us to a 12-bell contest, five bands, in memory of Emmeline Hancock, the old tower captain at Redcliffe. So we go down there, and the Leicester band all agreed on the way back that what we would do is invite everybody back to Leicester for what became the first national contest.
And how long ago was that?
Oh dear, 1974, and then what happened was, at that time, 12-bell ringing in the country, there were only probably five centres of 12-bell ringing. I know people find that difficult to believe now, but when you look around the country and ask how many towns and cities there were where they had where 12-bell ringing was embedded, so even if they lost ringers, it would grow up again, it was down to very, very few. Most rings of 12, the bands probably rang 8 or 10 and thought 12-bell ringing was possible if you dragged in people from all over the place to help. Well, we set about trying to change that, basically, and this contest has done it, and now 12-bell bands up and down the country believe they can ring on 12 week by week, Sunday by Sunday, and it's changed the whole history of 12-bell ringing, I'm very pleased to say.
It is great, and we've had 19 teams going in for the eliminators this year. That is just a tribute to the success of the competition itself.
Yeah.
I mean, how has it been received? Dare I say, how has it been used in your own tower, in Toaster? Has it provided a focus?
Well,
point?
Yes, it provides a focus, because once a year the band tolerate the pressure that goes into it to ring well, to concentrate up to the eliminator, and then of course if you're in the final it goes on for another 3 months. And yes, it has there's ups and downs in this, because other people in the band who are not part of the top squad, they can suffer a little bit that when the pressure's on, they feel the pressure as well. Some ringers don't like the pressure and don't want to play. Others hate the pressure but find they have to play. So it's like pulling legs off spiders, really, in some ways. But what it does is provide a focus, and after the contest actually the standard of ringing amongst the whole band has gone up, and that spills over to everybody else in the band. And I can see, for instance, if we at Toasters stopped entering for any reason, it would be very difficult to restart the entering again if we really changed our minds. But you can see a whole decline in the way the band approaches its ringing and the standards it expects of itself. And so it is a benchmark.
Yeah,
and it's a useful tool if it's used sensitively.
Sounds like you've got a lot of momentum, and you want to keep that momentum going.
Well, we've exported a lot of ringers to other bands, to the Birmingham Band and elsewhere, over the years. So we tend to lose our young ones, and it sometimes gets, there are 12 or 13 of us who really are up to entering. and you only want one to go sick and you've got a problem.
I can imagine that. That's right. And I talk to towers quite a lot. I speak about my own home tower in North Warwickshire. It was a very vibrant tower, and it's a little village, and it loses a lot of people to universities. People move away out of the area. But do you still does that bother you, or are you quite happy that you're feeding into the exercise?
Well, Toaster is in a funny position, really. We're halfway between Birmingham and London. If you ask us what district we are in, we're in the Birmingham London district. That's where our ringing relations tend to be, literally relations as well as
political relations. I wouldn't spread any gossip. I'm not. You know, this is not the gossip show. So, well, maybe it will be a bit later. We'll see what happens. But yes, I take your point.
Yeah.
So. You're pleased with your performance this morning. You've mentioned about the pressures. I mean, who do you feel your biggest threats are today?
The other eight.
Any in particular?
Well, I mean, the big bands, when I mean the big bands, the ones with large resources of people, they have a sort of resilience built in. And year by year, providing the organiser manages to have the courage to pick the best band, there's no reason why any of them shouldn't be scrapping for the top place. But it also requires focus from them. There's no use just picking the best band and turning up here on the day. That doesn't work. You really have to raise your own group standard to get up to the standard required. Now, I just make the point, the standard required to get into the final now... Am I putting this right? Put it this way. There's ringing.
Andrew, yeah, I'm just going to interrupt you there because we are hearing the trebles going, okay. The warning sound. So, Andrew, we thank you very much. We might have time to talk to you a little bit later, but I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, this, ladies and gentlemen, is York's test piece. York are the next team up. York there were our team number two today, and next up will be Bristol. We've just seen the Bristol team going into the tower. So we've already had Toaster and York. A little bit of information about the York Ringers. It says here in the programme, with the final being held in their home county, York were anxious to make it through a tricky-looking eliminator at Kettering. If that put any pressure on them, it didn't show, and they progressed through as comfortable winners. Today, they'll be pleased to reproduce a similar standard of striking, but whatever the result, they intend to have a wonderful time. This year, the team contains 11 members of the Sunday service band, plus one practice night regular. So there we have York. A lot of talk about York. That's not a... Oh, I'm a poet and I don't know it. There we go. But they are just picking up on rumours in the pub last night. One of the favourite teams for today. So we'll see how things unfold as we go on. Now, back to Twitter, because we've had several people sending in all sorts of messages. A couple of comments about adverts, but someone's listening on the US stream website. If you go directly to the Ustream website, rather, apparently there are no adverts coming through there. Michael Williams has reported no adverts on the Ustream website. So rather than going via the Ripon 12 Bell website, that might be an option if you're getting too many adverts. We've just also found out that we've got over 300 listeners. That came down information from Martin, who's looking after all the live streaming information. So that number may have gone up now. Great George has been in touch. I wholeheartedly approve of the 12 Bell final being held in the key of E flat at Ripon Cathedral. A quality choice. There we go. We've also had David Forder, who's been tweeting us, saying he's got good reception, is listening in. Catherine Orme says, thank you so much for broadcasting the 12 Bell. I'm able to join in even though I can't make it. And Catherine, it's great to have your company. So just to remind you, the next team coming up, their slot starts at 12:30. Is team three of the day is Bristol. And then the remaining teams are in the following order. We've got the Cumberlands. They'll be on at 1 o'clock. Birmingham is in at 1:30. Melbourne at 2 o'clock, Cambridge at 2:30, Leeds at 3 o'clock, and finally, the Ancient Society of College Youths at 3:30 this afternoon. And don't forget, each team is ringing this touch of Cambridge, 288 changes, with the big Bob at the end of the first lead. Now, a rather relieved-looking David Potter has just entered the mock studio here. David, hi, how's it going?
Yes, we were quite pleased with that. Good rhythmical ringing, the odd clip here and there, but towards the end, top end of our performance level at this point in time, you know, so yeah, quite pleased.
And you're smiling, which is good to see.
Well, yes. At my age, you don't get too worked up over these things, but you still have to have a little bit of adrenaline flowing.
Is it important to have that sort of performance edge, that adrenaline there?
Oh, yes, I think so. Yes, I think that that certainly in this type of a competition situation, because the time intervals are so small, you've got to really try and be as absolutely precise as you can. And so, yeah, I find that it helps. But I don't know whether other more relaxed people would, differ. But
I suppose everybody's got a different way of dealing with that pressure, yeah. Haven't they? I mean, I know people were out swimming this morning. Some people were out having a curry together. Some people just wanted to be quiet. I mean, what's your method of preparing?
Oh, no, I don't do any preparation. At my age, I have to just make sure my mind doesn't wander off the blue line. And for, you know, having been ringing master for so many years in the past, you develop this whole system of watching what everyone else is doing and making sure you know what they're doing so you can correct them. And as you get older, you think to yourself, no, really, your job is to ring your own bell and forget them. So I try and force myself to do that. But no, I was playing with some young children. That's quite okay. I don't get that worked up over it at this stage.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I mean, you're talking about, you know, focusing on your own ringing, but do you have to respond? I mean, if you spot something happening, if someone just holds up a fraction, do you hold up a fraction so that you don't clip? What do you do there? I mean, how do you make that judgment?
That's a value judgment. I mean, I was ringing one of the rhythm setting bells, and it's very important to keep the rhythm pumping out. But there is always just that if you can, a millisecond slight delay might, if you can get away with it and it doesn't clip, you hope the judges won't hear that. So it's a fine judgment, but essentially the job of the back end is to set a very strong rhythm and keep to that rhythm.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. A very, very important job. And may I ask then, how many competitions have you been involved in?
Oh, I don't know. Since York first entered, we didn't enter until, I don't know, I'm not sure when it was. Was it in the 1990s? Or
I might have the data here on the programme here. It says 1990, I think it was 94 or 95, it says on here.
Right, well, that's I've rung in every one of them since then.
So. Brilliant, and you keep coming back for more. What about the judging sides? Because you've been involved in judging as well, haven't you?
Yes, in the past, yes.
Which, I mean, do you feel there's more pressure as a judge or as a competitor? How does that?
Oh, no, I only judge one final, and I finish up with the mother of all migraines afterwards. So, I you know, if the judges do their job honestly, whether they get the result exactly right, it never worries me. If they've done their job honestly, it's something I wouldn't like to do.
No, I was sensing the pressure. I spoke to a couple of the judges this morning, and they were really. Yeah, you could just see that they got this weight of the competition ahead of them. And
yes, because the overall standard is just so high now, separating teams that are so similar. I don't envy them at all.
No, I don't either. I'm more than happy. I'm in my comfortable position down here, much more comfortable with this setup rather than on the end of the ropes. David, thank you very much for coming to talk to us. Are you heading down to the beer tent now?
No, I've said I'll look after some young children, so I'm not drinking today. I know in the past I have drunk a bit at competitions, but young children to be looked after today. That's a voluntary thing, but they give me great pleasure, so I shall enjoy playing with them.
Thanks. Thank you very much, David. David Potter there from the York team, now off to go and do his voluntary duties. Thank you very much, David. So, Bristol are practicing at the moment. Let's just have a little eavesdrop, shall we, and see how they're doing. Just listening there to the Bristol team practicing. I caught a few of them on the way up, and hopefully we'll catch a few of them coming out, and they'll come and have a little chat with us. I've just been joined in my basement by two ringers from the Stockton team. Good morning, gentlemen. Well, good afternoon, in fact.
Hello.
Would you like to say who you are?
Matt Hetherington.
And Christopher King.
Right, okay. And you are not ringing today, so you're here in a sort of relaxed capacity, is that right?
Yeah, I think we came really for the beer, actually, but...
It's nice to know that ringers have got their priorities sorted.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good setup down there, isn't it?
It's fantastic, yeah. It's really good. Yeah, lots of beer. Good hog roast, I think.
And only a little bit of rain this far, so it's been a really good morning so far.
Oh, has it been raining out there?
Just a bit, yeah.
Oh dear.
Not too much. Just to top up the beer, really. So
it's probably to force people into the beer tent, isn't it? They've arranged the rain to force people into the tent. So, how many competition finals have you come along to? Is this the first one, or?
For me, this is the first one I've come to that I've not been ringing in, thankfully. So it's quite a new experience just to turn up and. Sitting in the beer garden all afternoon.
I think that's the same here as well. I've been to a second one in total, but first one where I'm not ringing. So
it really does take that pressure off, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
And the operation down there, that behind the scenes, I've got things for children. What about the bouncy castles? Have any adults gone to the bouncy castle yet? That's one thing I've been quite concerned about.
It looks a little bit small for people of 6'5".
Oh, you're,
I think there's plenty of potential, though, for later on in the day. So.
Yeah, and there's plenty of games for the kiddies. And Ewan Hall's only hit one person with his silly flying thing. So.
Oh, what silly flying thing's that?
A bit like a missile,
vortex,
I think.
Crikey. Brilliant. I'm obviously safer inside this big stone building. So, gentlemen, I have to ask, as ringers, we're very good at analysing ringing, and we look at data, we have statistics in our heads and things like that. Who are your favourites, team-wise, today?
Birmingham obviously always strong contenders, but you'd hope that maybe Leeds or York would be able to come in the top three, definitely, as soon as they've got the northern look.
Well, I've got Birmingham in the sweepstakes, so quite like them to do quite well, I think.
Oh, we should just mention that actually, because the listeners don't know about this sweepstake going. You've got little yellow cards there, haven't you?
What? So we've paid some money and we've got to pick three yellow cards. So I need Bristol, the College Youths, Leeds, Birmingham, Cambridge, Melbourne, Chester, Cambridge, and the Cumberlands to do very well.
So any of those combinations? What do you win? Do you win money? Do you?
Apparently so. But
anything between £7 and £14, I think. So.
Oh wow!
It's quite a yeah.
It's not like a free peel or two free peels if you come second or something like that.
No, I think it's a couple of pints really, but.
Ah well, it all helps, doesn't it? It's a lovely, lovely atmosphere.
Apparently, Toaster are going to win.
Have you got that on your other card there? So that's another little thing that's going on here, just helping to raise money for the education project that's going on. So you're clearly hoping for a Northern team. Do you think that's a reality?
Yes.
Spoken with true conviction there. That's what I really like. Listen, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to join me. Perhaps you can come back a little bit later with some reports on the beer and cake, because we need that information captured for the listeners. We've got over 300 people listening at the moment, and they're at home trying to recreate the atmosphere. We've got people sitting with iPads, people have got their own beers going, so they just need a bit of guidance, and I'm looking to people like you to provide that guidance.
We'll be back with some beer for you, Matthew.
Definitely. I'm sure we can do that. Yeah,
brilliant, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll catch you later.
Super. Thank you.
So just to remind you, Bristol are practicing at the moment, and then we'll have the Cumberlands coming up, followed by Birmingham, Melbourne, Cambridge, Leeds and the College Youths. We've already heard from Toaster, and York have just finished. We've just been talking to David Potter as well, who is now gone off to go and look after some children. The time is coming up to 20 to 1, and don't forget, you can interact with us on Twitter. Quite a few people are doing that already. Hashtag 12bell is the hashtag for today. You can also tweet me directly at Matthew Tosh. That's my handle on Twitter. So don't forget, do use the hashtag 12bell, and that's the number 12. Quite a few of you have already been doing that. And it's a great way of following the competition and spreading the various messages linked to the competition. We'll be catching up with more ringers as they come out of the tower, and also some more supporters as well. I'm just keeping my ear on the feed from the tower, because Bristol will be coming towards the end of their practice piece. And once they do that, we'll get the signal from the treble bells, which will announce the start of their test piece. Now, just looking down my programme, I shall give you a little bit of information about the Bristol team, headed up by Rebecca Cox, team captain. It says here, the Bristol team is well prepared for their long trek up north, brackets with Woolies and Umbrella at the ready, and is hoping to improve on its fourth place in the two previous finals, in spite of having no prior practice on the bells. Now, I should add that Bristol and the College Youths are two bands that haven't come into the tower to practice on these bells. All the other teams have come up on different weekends to have a practice and get used to the bells. So Bristol is the first team today that hasn't actually done that. Continuing with the description here, it says this year's team is a strong all-round band with plenty of experience and a number of up-and-coming youngish ringers. Well, they say youngish. We were pleased to qualify well at the tricky eliminator at Kettering and are looking forward to our visit to Ripon. So, Bristol are practicing at the moment, and those of you, I've got to declare my interest here. I am from Bristol, but I'm trying to be as impartial as I can today. So it's great to be able to talk to all of the different bands, and actually not competing or being involved in any of the organisation really does give you a different perspective of what's going on. Now, we've already alluded to the fact that there's a bouncy castle in the deer park down at the bottom. Had a chance to talk to some of the young people down there. Well, I'm pleased to say I'm looking at a fully erected bouncy castle. Well, we've got someone testing it at the moment. What's it like?
Good. Very spongy.
I've got a ringer with me here. I'm actually really concerned that the adult ringers are going to come and find this a bit later. You know, when the liquid lunch starts flowing?
By about 3 o'clock, there'll be quite a lot of adults on it, I think.
Could be very dangerous.
Sound effects.
Oh, this is, yeah, well, I probably shouldn't talk too much because it looks like someone's in very deep concentration. I'm in the deer park, in the children's tent, but actually this is, we've got one of these, oh, did you hear the beep? You heard the beep? You're doing the buzzer trick. It's one of those loop things that you have to move over a bendy piece of wire. And we've got four young people here at the moment. I'm going to talk to one or two of them. Have you had a go at this yet? Is it very easy?
Not really.
Go on, let's see how we go. We mustn't make a jump, must we? Mustn't make a giggle either. Because if she starts giggling, if you start laughing, it'll become very... Oh, the alarm's gone off. There we go. So we've got this. We've got the bouncy castle, haven't we?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to today?
Yes.
Do you know what's happening? Have they told you what's happening?
The 12-bell competition.
And have you got family or anybody you know who's actually taking part?
My mum and dad.
Your mum and dad. Brilliant. Well done. Well, have a great day. It looks very exciting. I'm afraid I'm not going to be around to have a go at this, but I hope you have a great day. Me talking earlier to some of the youngsters in the deer park. Now, Bristol have, it sounds like they've finished their practice. There are the trebles just going off now, announcing to the judges that they're ready. So, we go now direct to the tower for Bristol's test piece.